Brookings in fur. Calling this new collection Brookings the Noun, on the basis that Brookings are things that trickle the Overton window to the right by focusing on soft left topics like Me Too, women's status and ecology and same-sex marriage, even though all these are noble causes, creates some creature in the mind. Soft little Brookings, a pink-nosed squeaker, too gentle for words like global, war or money, who would not know the price of a gun. I feared to describe him in case I became trapped, like Jan Harry almost in Peter, but you were too shrewd to fall in love with fur, and Jan discarded artful innocence anyway. In fact, I was at least once Max in her palms, when I explained that Iran ran the Basra Secret Service, and Max said the same thing to Braid the next day. I may have been Max at times, and my own George Jeffries, or Claire, or any of the others, single voice or pair. But would I want to become little Brookings? I see him with small claws. They close on you, and your heart becomes a real, physical thing, with a compulsion to protect him. Let her protect me, great spirit of the universe, my ancestral Durga, with her many limbs, from all that's born to narrow the vision to a bright domestic window. But once now I will pass small Brookings to you for a hug. He needs one, as we all do. His eyes are very pure. He lives by the morning water. He yearns, like all of us, to climb a tree and stay there. Nothing clear but his headlight stare. I will give to you his unforgettable softness, as profound as all live fur, but you, like me, may never let him go.